The original Herring Rock rested in the waterfront of the Indian village and was considered the traditional place where the herring spawn would begin. You can't talk about its history without mentioning the late Donald Diedrichson, also known as Duck.
Herring Rock is over 10,000 years old.
That recording was made by Duck's daughter, Crystal Diedrichson. About 15 of us are gathered around her laptop, propped open at the base of the rock, listening.
Because my grandmother was the Kicksaddy clan.
The original rock was threatened during the construction of the Sheffield House, now Totem Square Inn, in 1973. Diedrichson was a tugboat captain at the time and insisted that the construction company save a portion of the once massive rock.
My friend Joe Ashby, president of the Historical Society, I told him I wanted that rock. That rock blasted out, rounded off, and put up on the side there.
Diedrichson would move this precious piece of history three times. First to AMB parking lot, then to the Sciatica Hotel, and then to its current location in front of Shikaquan Nakahiti, where he would bless it every year.
Ed McGraw moved that 11,000-pound rock over there for me. And I had it blessed with salt water. Anytime the Tlingits bless something, you bless it with salt water.
Duck Diedrichson passed away in February of 2014. Pouring a jug of salt water on the rock, Crystal Diedrichson carries on her father's tradition.
This was his dying wishes, was for me to carry on his tradition before I pass it on to the next leader.
Crystal received help from Duck's three grandchildren, Kiera, Corbin, and Cordelia.
The herring rock means to me about missing my grandpa sometimes, but my grandpa, Mr. Duck, he makes me so happy and stuff.
This is out of respect and much love for Duck and for the Kicksaddy people that are being honored this day also. Duck would be happy. This was a big day I'll never forget.
A big day for Herring Rock and a fitting memorial for the man who fought to save it. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.